Tyler Wolf, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So can you tell us a bit about who's organizing this protest on Friday?
The group is ACORN Canada. I'm one of the spokespersons and attendants just helping to put this together, but I'm a small part of the whole thing. ACORN, we're basically, it's a membership organization made up of low to moderate income people who are fighting for a change. We're a nonprofit group. We kind of survive off the dues of our members. And they've been active in the country now since 2004. And there's 24 chapters across 9 cities in the country with about 140,000 members. And we're trying to bring awareness to New Brunswick and help, you know, change some things here. Like, it's just not great, the situation with tenancy and renting in the province at all.
Mm-hmm. Are you yourself a renter in New Brunswick?
I am, yes.
Now there have been quite a few stories of huge rent increases and that sort of thing happening. Have you had personal experience with that as a renter?
I had experience with a rental increase happening between the tenant where I was living in my previous location and me moving in, and having nothing actually done between the move. Like, the landlord hadn't actually even entered the property prior to from the other tenant leaving to me entering it. And the rent had gone up by $125 a month.
Oh, wow. So you see the rise, like, happening between tenants with the large...
Yeah, and then... Yeah, between tenants, and then people are having it directly happen, like, to them while they're living in these places. Like, new companies are coming in, buying up properties, and then all of a sudden raising the rents to much, like some places, for example, might be like, you know, a two-bedroom place, $850, everything in. These companies will come in and they will buy up a property, and all of a sudden it's $1,000 a month for the same place, nothing included.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's like certain families, like low income or moderate income families, like that's a big, big number. And that's a big thing. And that's forcing people out of their homes or to live in, you know, less than favorable situations sometimes because of people looking to profit off of people, basically, and not any kind of good at all to it.
I've heard the premier say that he's asked around, he's talked to landlords and doesn't see that there's a problem. Have you guys faced that sort of same reaction in terms of, like, show us the numbers sort of stuff? And how do you answer that?
Well, that's essentially, in a way why we're trying to do the action, on Friday is to bring awareness to this and to show, you know, they're looking at a few small cases here and there possibly, but there is so many people standing up speaking out about this, and they have a review open right now of the Tenancy Act, but it's so out of date. It needs to have such a big revision. It's not okay. It's not okay at all. It's hard to read it. Like, you try and read it, and I was trying myself to figure out a few things in my situation, and I'm trying to decipher or trying to, like, you know, break down points in this to understand what it is even saying.
Mm-hmm.
And it's difficult. So
on Friday, what kind of actions will you be calling for?
Basically, we're calling for the stopping of evictions. Like, the landlords can essentially just come in and evict for no real reason. They can, you know, they don't have to necessarily have a reason to evict tenants. We're calling for a 2% rent cap, so we stop having these rental increases happen. And just to have an overhaul of the Tenancy Act in the province would be some of the main things, just to essentially help give us as renters rights and to feel like we're safe. We're trying to get their attention. That is the move this Friday, is to like look, hey, listen to us. Like, we need to be heard. Like, because they keep trying to, like you said, with the premier, just, you know, there's not an actual issue. There's no actual problems here, kind of thing. And it's like, you listen to the people in the province. Like, there is a lot of people stepping up, speaking out, and so many more who are afraid to step up and speak out. So we're trying to help with this action to show that if this is happening to you, you might not be alone, and there might be something that we could do, or you could help us, and you know, we could help each other, kind of thing. There's you know, there's the power in numbers, kind of thing. And right now, there's so many people experiencing so many different levels of just unjust treatment at the hands of when you rent in the province.
the 90-day review, that's, you know, that's 3 months. That's a long time. That's three rent yes. cycles. Are you hoping that the premier and the government will reconsider and do something like this 2% rent cap or the eviction ban, that they'll do it sooner?
Oh, that would be the best outcome, because like you said, that's 3 months. That's 3 months of, you know, this still happening to people. Like it's happening. So like, no, like since I had my situation happen, I began to speak out. I've been meeting with lots of people, just, you know, conversations online and hearing so many other stories, and then me telling my story to someone, they'll talk to someone, come back to me. And it's like, wow, this is a really big thing. And like I said, there's just a lot of people are afraid to step up and say anything about it. Mm-hmm. So we're definitely hoping that this would, you know, come much sooner than 90 days, whereas that a lot can happen in that time frame in regards to people waiting for, you know, them to do something and hopefully not be pushed out onto the streets or out of their homes or, you know, making rents or having rents raised that they can't pay and having to leave. You know, it's just...
What do people need to know about tomorrow's protest?
Basically, we're showing up at 1 p.m. at the Service of Brunswick in Moncton here. We are taking all of the COVID protocols very, very seriously with this kind of stuff, but we essentially need to be heard. We need to be heard, and that's what we're trying to do, is get attention and show people that there is a lot of people needing this to happen.
Right. So you're asking people to come out wearing masks, obviously, socially distanced,
yeah,
that
masks,
sort of thing.
Social distancing and all that kind of things. If I believe if you're with the group of the 10, if you have numbers like where your household groups kind of thing, or if you had like friend groups, you'd say you could interact with those groups. But beyond that, everyone's keeping their 6-foot distances and everything for this, the safety of this, because we want to do this, but we want to do it properly and show that we are not just out here all upset and angry, that we you know, we're you know, a little upset, but that's not the whole drive in this. It's that this needs to change and people need to have a voice. So we want to go out, do this right, but we need to be heard.
All right, Tyler. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to speak with us today. Is there anything you'd like to add?
Just anybody that can come out and help support us on Friday. We'd love to see anybody there. Acorn Canada, we're on social media as well, too. You can find us and follow us there. Like and share things and help, again, get the voice out. And power in numbers. And the more we have with this fight to get us our rights, the better chance we have to actually achieve and to get what we feel we deserve as people who rent in this province.
Thanks very much, Tyler. Best of luck.
Thank you as well.